proclamation number 8501 dated the May 19th, 1963.
Time indication, continuation of no 8500.
You will never receive any indication in regards to time, because it would only have a damaging effect on your soul if you exactly knew when a prediction will take place. You should certainly take notice of it because I want you to prepare yourselves, because I want to admonish and caution you, so that you will eagerly work at improving your soul and caution, so that you will not become complacent, which you will bitterly regret one day. This is why I inform you of future happenings and indeed pointed forthcoming events out to people since the beginning of this period of salvation, for the idea of approaching them shortly should encourage you to live in accordance with my will and thus fulfill your purpose of earthly life. Yet the time when you should expect the announced events has never been specified, and this made you become half-hearted regarding these predictions. You always assume that my predictions will fulfill themselves in the distant future. But you fail to consider that time passes constantly, that you draw ever closer to this future and that one day even the futura becomes the present. Thus I once again predict to you that the end of this earth, the end of a period of salvation, is soon to come. And I keep referring to it with increasing urgency because it seems incredible to you that you should live in this end time. Once again, I don't give you the precise time and will not do so until the end is not to compel your will. Yet one thing I will tell you, you don't have much time left. Very soon the time will come when all my predictions will fulfill themselves and you should not rely on the fact that one day is like 1,000 years to me. Even all 1,000 years eventually pass by, and thus even the period of salvation in which you live will come to its end one day, for sooner or later a new period will have to start if only for the sake of the bound spiritual substances in the works of creation which shall continue their development. And again I only say, you are on the verge of it. But time and again I repeat these words with such urgency that you should nevertheless start to think. Time and again I try to attract laborers during the lost days before the end because I urgently need them in view of the forthcoming event. I convey remarkable knowledge to you humans so that you learn to understand my predictions, so that you know the reasons on which my proclamations are based. I do this because the end is very near and because you ought to believe that my words will fulfill themselves. Yet even now I cannot specify the time since I don't want to throw you into incalculable chaos. For the knowledge of the precise day and hour would throw you into dreadful confusion but no longer result in any kind of maturity. I can only repeatedly and ever more urgently draw your attention to the fact that you must take the fulfillment of all predictions into account. That you should not rely on the fact that you yourselves will not experience them anymore. No one knows the hour of his death and neither will anyone know as to whether he will be taken by surprise by the announced end, by the immense work of destruction and its predecessor, the unexpected natural disaster, and whether he will have to live through everything that happens in the last days, for I keep telling you, you are on the verge of it. You don't have much time left and every day and every hour must take into account that I will extraordinarily manifest myself through the elements of nature, and then you will also know that the end is no longer far away. Therefore you should live in accordance with my will. It will enable you to approach all events without fear. You should only unite yourselves with me through deeds of love, prayer and frequent thoughts and truly, your souls will not be harmed even if I prematurely call you back. But I will also physically protect you if it is my will that you shall still serve me until the end. yet never expect me to disclose a time to you, for it would not be of any benefit whatsoever for you, who serve me, nor for your fellow human beings whose state of maturity is even less suitable for such knowledge. Yet whatever knowledge you can possibly impart to your fellow human beings about the forthcoming events, about my eternal plan of salvation and the Father's infinite love who wants to save all his children before the end, should be done by you, and thus you still carry out fruitful vineyard work for me until the end. For every soul which still finds deliverance is a gain for me, for which I will truly reward you. Amen.